Welcome to the Sleepy Pig Social Media Management Podcast. I'm so excited you're here. Let's go ahead and get started. What's poppin', piglets? Welcome back to the first episode of 2021. Oh my gosh, there's been some pretty crazy stuff going on with, honestly, social media. The president of the United States, or the ex-president of the United States, was kicked off of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Actually, I don't think he's kicked off of YouTube. I think that's the only way he's communicating with people. I don't know. Anyway, he was kicked off of Pinterest. So it's been pretty crazy. I think the sort of latest thing that I'm really going to go into today is Facebook's new off Facebook data collection. Oh my God. Guys, there is a ton of misconceptions about this, and I'm going to go through it all, but I'm really, at the end, going to go through how this affects your advertising and things like that. But I really want to set the story straight on what this is, because I cannot make this up. I've literally gotten into fights with other social media managers. What? On Facebook about this, because like people are just cannot connecting like one thing with the other thing. So we can get into it. I did want to give some like 2020 suggestions and updates. So suggested posting times for 2021 specifically on Instagram is 3 to 5 news feed posts per week, 5 to 7 reels. I'm so sorry if you do not want to hear me say that. But that is the suggested like number of posts, and then 8 to 10 stories. And I know a lot of agencies will try to tell you that a story is like one post on your story, but that is not true. These should be like full-blown stories, and then 1 to 2 IGTVs per week as well. And if you don't already know, for IGTVs, basically you can just go live, save it as an IGTV, and that's your IGTV. I literally do them so often just because it's way easier to go live than to deal with the whole story issue, and then I can just save it and share it on my story. So 10 out of 10, highly recommend doing that. And then in terms of like goals for the next sort of year, really focusing, I would say, on Instagram, of course, Facebook, if that's where you're running ads, or that's where your audience's engagement is going to be, really huge for 2021. I would also look into Twitter, because I think that's an under-tapped platform for businesses, but I'm not really sure how to go about that properly. Exactly. But that's definitely something to look into. And I'm doing a lot of research on Twitter and how to run it properly for a business. So that'll be an upcoming podcast. And then of course, Pinterest, if you are product-based or if you have a blog and have content to go out to that audience as well. So trying to really diversify social and increasing engagement and community building is really, really essential. The next big thing is Clubhouse. Oh my gosh. If you are not on Clubhouse, what are you doing? So, no, I'm just kidding. It's fine if you're not on Clubhouse. So some of you might be asking, what is Clubhouse? Clubhouse is basically an audio social network. So what does that mean? What is this podcast? Basically, the difference between Clubhouse and a podcast is that people will create rooms, and other people can join. They are free to pop in, do whatever, like talk about certain topics. You set the topics and a ton of new people can come in and they can search, you know, say I'm looking for romantic advice. I'm going to search like romantic advice rooms, and then I'm going to join a room with people who are talking about like romantic advice, something along those lines. It's so, so fun. People can like raise their hands and ask questions. Guys, it's seriously so great. I know I'm not really explaining it well, but it is so much fun. It's way more fun than you think it is. When I first hosted a room, I was kind of nervous and I was like, is this really going to go well? I don't know, but it was really fantastic. You can follow me. My at is the Sleepy Pig SMM. And if you're having trouble getting in, you can always DM me on Instagram and I will add you to my contact list and I will get you in. It's so fun, guys. Okay. I think that that is all that I had for the upcoming year. And if you guys really want to stay updated and get more tips, I am posting on my socials. You know, if you're like, girl, you are a social media manager and you haven't been posting on your socials. What are you doing? Trust me, I know. It's sort of my New Year's resolution to just be posting more regularly on my socials. So if you want more straight inside tips, summaries of the blogs, when the blogs are uploaded, things like that, follow me. I'm the Sleepy Pig SMM, and I am primarily utilizing Instagram and Facebook right now, LinkedIn to come. So on that note, I will go ahead and get it started with the off Facebook data. Okay, so over the weekend, you might have gotten kicked out of Facebook or had to re-log in or verify your identity, something like that. And the rumor was that this new feature would come, and it did. So this new feature is explicitly called off Facebook data, whatever. So what does this really mean? So I want to sort of start out really by like myth busting a couple of things, because I know my grandpa, probably your grandpa, has shared something saying Facebook is tracking you, stealing all of your information, and you are going to die, which is just not true. So myth number one that you probably read on Facebook: Facebook is tracking your data on every website you visit because they want to sell your information. Okay. Like, sort of, kind of not. So let's just get right into it. So the data that is off website data is collected via Facebook pixels. What is a Facebook pixel? It is a piece of code that allows advertisers to track who people who have taken certain actions on their website. So, for instance, I am doing an add to cart ad optimized for people to click add to cart to items on a website. This piece of code allows me to target those people. It allows me to target people that have added to their cart in the past and have left things there. I'm sure we've all seen an ad where we have left something in our cart from like ColourPop, or does this all the time, or like Shen. I don't know how you say it, but places like that, even Forever 21 does it, where if you add something to your cart, you'll see an ad on Facebook that says, oops, girl, you forgot something. You need to go back. That is the Facebook pixel. So I think there's sort of a disconnect with, is it Facebook or is it the people that have these websites that give Facebook the information? You know what I mean? So, okay. Anyways, is Facebook tracking your every move? No, they can only track you per se, with websites that have this pixel installed for advertisers to run those ads that say, hey, you forgot something. So just to be super clear, Facebook is not tracking your every single Google search, unless they have a deal with Google, which I don't know. But they're not tracking you outside of the websites that don't have the Facebook pixel installed. So I don't know. Okay, the next sort of thing that I want to add on to this is, what is Facebook tracking? So these advertisers can track people. They use it for people to like click a submit button. That's for like lead generation, or people to add to cart, or people that visit certain web pages they want to retarget. So for instance, if you were to be looking at a kitchen page on a cabinetry place, like you wanted to redo your kitchen and you click to visit their kitchen portfolio, that cabinetry place would then go back if they wanted more kitchen jobs and retarget you, or retarget people with very similar demographics. Okay. Myth number two is that Facebook exposes your banking information and they take it. These people who have the Pixel installed are just selling your banking information to Facebook. Girl, that is incorrect. So the Facebook Pixel literally does not pick up your banking information. Like, send the code to your web developer. They'll be like, no, this literally, like, this is physically impossible. Like, this is not happening. However, if you have bought something off of Facebook or Instagram, Facebook has your banking information because you bought it off of them. Also, if you're running ads, Facebook has your banking information. Like, let's just, we got, some people just need to use a little bit of common sense. Just a heads up there. Also, the pages, I want to kind of go back a little bit to the Pixel. So Facebook is tracking your information. You think that Facebook is tracking all of your information on every website you visit. There was a huge thing with websites that use Facebook to log in. Girl, if you think for 5 seconds that those websites do not have a Facebook Pixel installed, you're insane. Second of all, if you're using Facebook to log in, they probably like have access to that data, but it's because the company allowed them to do it, or the business allowed them that information. So just something to think of too, because I saw that. The next, ooh, this one is so funny to me. The next one is you will stop seeing ads. Ads completely on Facebook and Instagram and their audience network, which is like WhatsApp. If you just simply turn this off, what? Girl, you think Facebook is going to let you use Facebook for free? No, sister, they ain't. Oh my gosh, this is so funny to me. First of all, Facebook put out a whole article literally debunking this. If you turn this off, you will literally not, like, you will still see ads. Like 100% the exact same amount of ads that you were seeing before. They will just be less relevant because now they will not be based off of the websites that you visit. They will just be based off of your, how you interact on Facebook. So had fun with those irrelevant ads. No, I'm just kidding. But for real, so if you do, what are the repercussions if you turn this off? So I'm not turning it off because I like ads being targeted towards me, and I like those coupons for things that I added to my cart that I just like forgot. Okay, I like it. I don't want to see ads that are irrelevant. Do I think that the ads are going to be completely irrelevant because Facebook is still basing them off of what the actions that you take on Facebook? I mean, no, but they're not going to be as fresh, you know? So that is something to think about and consider if you want to turn this off, is do you really want to see ads that are slightly irrelevant to you? I do not know. The next thing is that you are insane if you think that every advertiser ever has done something like this since like the beginning of time. Like newspapers, this is just like marketing when it comes down to it. Like newspapers were designed for a clickbaity title, things that you would read first. And then like page 6 was the obituaries that, you know, everybody flipped through all the other pages if they knew somebody that died. So you saw the entire newspaper and probably got stuck reading an article, like something like that. Or Bath and Body Works with their coupons in the mail. Girl, you do not think that they track how much you spend there, and the people that spend a lot get the better coupons to encourage them to go in store and spend more money? Yeah. That's just something to think about. Like, it doesn't really, I don't know, like Facebook isn't collecting your banking information and selling it on the black market. That's just not even in the code. I mean, if you uploaded your information directly to Facebook, then Facebook could get hacked in theory, but so could all the websites to begin with. So I don't know. I just think that it is so ridiculous. People are acting so crazy about it. From a marketing sort of standpoint, like, am I going to be annoyed about it, maybe a little bit, but honestly, I don't think it's going to be to a magnitude that people should be concerned about. That being said, what is the impact if you are a marketer or a small business and you love your Facebook pixel because you optimize it for conversions and you're getting sales? If you're doing that on your own, I'm honestly so proud of you. Like, you are so amazing. Good job. People that hate Facebook pixel now are like, ew, screw you. Sorry, guys. Anyways, so what happens to your ads? How will this affect them? So if you're, I don't think we're going to see like a huge drop in this. I think that like people are going to kind of forget it's there, maybe like over time, or if things start to escalate or whatever, you never know what's going to happen. This could be an issue. So in theory, if this was dramatic enough, how would this affect your ads? So it will make your lookalikes less effective. If you are lookaliking off of a certain web page, certain buttons, things like that, it will also, if you are doing a ton of add to cart ads, it could just make those less effective. You could see a huge jump in cost per result. And then also, if you are doing like optimizing for conversions, it could increase that cost per result and make that targeting a little bit less, I guess, effective, because there's less of a pool of people to pull from. But right now, I think that it is fine per se. And I think the biggest worry in our future is the iOS changes that are coming. If you are advertising, you probably already have seen that Facebook Ads Manager has added some like different features. I can't speak to that 100% yet because I'm not 100% sure how that's all going to play out. But as soon as I have some more concrete data, whatever, on the effect of this iOS update change, whatever, I will be sure to update you guys. So on that note, I think I covered everything. I hope you feel informed when your grandpa is posting on Facebook to be like, girl, you are literally wrong. Like, please stop, or something. Just inform people that, you know, it's not necessarily Facebook as much as it is the small businesses or advertisers that install this code and use that data, that give Facebook the permission to track you, basically. Also, I mean, to some extent, I'm going to be dead honest with you guys. If you see your grandpa posting that, be like, okay, what is the last website that you went on? And let's see, like, if he went on CNN, CNN is tracking him, like, or tracking him per se for ads. You know what I mean? So just something to keep in mind there. I hope you guys are having a great 2021. If you want to argue with me about this, like, this is just my perspective. If you are like a passionate, turn this off kind of person, definitely message me. I would love to hear your like side of this. I'm definitely open to it. This is just my perspective. And definitely, if you guys are on Clubhouse or you are looking to get on Clubhouse, I'm going to be hosting a silk pajama club, very on brand for Sleepy Pig, every Friday at 11 o'clock. So if you want more from the podcast, if you want to fight me on there, seriously though, feel free to join. Message me on IG, the Sleepy Pig SMM on all socials. Message me on IG if you need an invite. It'll be so exciting. And if you are still confused after this, head over to the blog where I break this down. You can kind of like read it and whatnot. And if you don't know how to turn it off and you do want to turn it off, I do have a step-by-step tutorial uploaded on the blog. So awesome. I will see you guys later. Again, the blog is on thesleepypigsmm.com, and talk to you soon. Bye.